Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today, we will be reviewing a slightly older album. It's not old, it's a few months old, but that's not old. Lil Uzi Vert, Eternal Attake. Before I get into this review, I would like to say, check out my YouTube channel, it's called Sounds Proper. That's where we have all the video versions of these reviews. If you didn't know already, each of these reviews end up as a video version on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel, so you can go check that out. Also, I have nothing else to say, actually, so let's get right into this review. So, on March 6th, 2020, Lil Uzi Vert released Eternal Attake. Lil Uzi Vert's real name is Samir Woods, and he is 25 years old from Philadelphia. He began his career in the earlier parts of his career, when he's first beginning, he just went by the name Vert, and his first few projects showed some success, but nothing major. Mixtapes like Purple Thoughts and The Real Uzi helped build his name. After a few early mixtapes, he released his first commercial success, Love is Rage. Afterwards, he released Love vs. the World, The Perfect Love Tape, which all showed a few changes to Uzi's style. Two mixtapes later, he released his debut studio album, Love is Rage 2, in August of 2017, facing a few delays. Uzi announced an album that was to be released in 2018, but it never dropped. In 2019, Uzi blamed the lack of releases on Don Cannon, DJ Drama, and his label, and he was only able to get out two singles that year. After a lot of hype, tension, and wait, the album finally dropped in early March after a couple of singles released earlier on. That album's 18 tracks, 62 minutes of Lil Uzi Vert, going over his usual trap style. That album, as me and you know, is Eternal Attake, and I will be reviewing Eternal Attake to see if it sounds proper. Alright, so let's just talk about my background with his music. So Uzi is an artist that I've been aware of since Future's hit song, Too Much Sauce. The Too Much Sauce feature didn't really impress me because I wasn't really accustomed to Uzi's vocal style. I have enjoyed his past projects though, and I felt as time went on, his music got better and better and better and better, climaxing with Love is Rage 2. And I admit, I haven't listened to that project in a long while, so I think it'll be worth me going back to the album to see what I think of it. So I've been excited to listen to this project, Eternal Attake, for 2 years, so I was relieved when it finally came out. And I was not disappointed by this album initially. Though it is inconsistent, the album delivers for people who have enjoyed Uzi's music. In the past. The beats have the trap drums that you can expect on any mainstream hip-hop project, but the melodies are definitely unique. Uzi's performances vary in quality, but at his best, he's pretty good, but at his worst, it gets awful. Anyway, so me and you together, let's go down the track list to see to help further explain why I'm saying these things about Eternal Attake. The first track, the intro track, Baby Pluto. Uzi starts the project off with some energy. The hook is sticky, catchy, and carries the energy of the track quite well. Uzi is definitely not a lyricist at all, so his main appeal is vocals and flow, and he does both really well. The beat has glistening melodies and a very compressed alarm sound, and when the drums come in, it's hype. The icky icky sticky sticky flow and delivery is awful, but thankfully, it is brief enough. Overall, a solid track and the right foot to start the project off. The next track is Lo Main. The beat bangs with hard-hitting drums and a warbly synth melody. Uzi's rapping is pretty good as he flows well and avoids saying anything cringy or that's just straight up bad. The hook is quite catchy from the flow to the mediocre lyrics, and the track isn't as good as Baby Pluto, not at all. However, it keeps the album going strong. The album has these half-hearted mini interludes at the end of the tracks. So I think that's there's one at the end of this one. I'm not going to go over all of them, but generally it sounds like, what that shit smoking? That's literally all it is for like the majority of them. Anyway, after Lo Mein, we get the track Silly Watch. The instrumental on Silly Watch consists of a monotonous piano melody. It's the same thing throughout the entire song, and some basic trap drums. The chorus isn't all that good, as it's boring, and the only entertainment value you're really getting from that chorus is if you're a 12-year-old and you think a subliminal Playboi Carti diss is cool. You know, he says, over here we don't milli rock. You know, sure, I guess. The verses would be fine if it weren't for the way Uzi enunciates his words at the ends of the lines. I came in with a new money clock. It's a boring track. The next track is not boring, it's just awful. It's called Pop. It's obnoxious. And it seems as if Uzi kind of lost half of his brain cells, and then he decided he wanted to record a song that would end up on his album. Sure. The hook is as annoying as it gets, with his annoying accent, even more annoying than the accent Eminem used on Relapse. And the pop pop, only nigga win a minute of pop pop. It gets annoying really, 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 really quick. On the verses, Uzi struggles to actually rap on beat, which is not a problem that he's faced beforehand. But, you know, as I just said, he struggles to rap on beat. And even Blueface has demonstrated better ability to rap on beat, to stay on beat, than what Uzi demonstrated on this track. And that's bad and all. But we have awful lines too, like, got a bitch, tastes just like ice cream. Read her text. She said, girl, ice cream. Cool. And we all know the meme. Balenci, I'm not going over the meme. This is one of, if not Uzi's worst track. Period. But we have a contender for that title. The next track, You Better Move. The beat has a very prominent pinball sample that has received a lot of fanfare when in actuality it gets really annoying really quick. And the hook is straight bad as he repeats the same phrase in a bassy tone. And more bad lines, like, they say, why your chain look like a choker? That's for the slaves that had to wear the noose. So he's basically justifying his jewelry with slaves and lynching of slaves. That was pretty self-aware. On the verses, he ends each line with a really high-pitched, squeaky inflection that makes me want to gouge my eardrums out. And yeah, that's all I have to say about You Better Move. It's another bad track. After that, we have Homecoming. The Baby Got Back sample gives the beat a very vintage tint, but it makes the beat turn very stale very quickly. Uzi's raps are unrelenting, as he strings together lines to the point where he is straining his voice. The hook is basically a repeated verse, as it shares many of the same qualities as the verses on the track, just the only difference is it repeats. The track overall is better than the last two, but that isn't a grand compliment. After Homecoming, we get the track I'm Sorry. This track is an apology to a fan that he led on to believe as if there was like something going on between them, but really there wasn't. The beat has an extremely rapid and high-pitched vocal samples scattered all over with some ethereal sound effects. The hook is fine enough, but none of the points Uzi makes regarding the conflict are really coherent, or they make all that much sense. They don't. They don't make sense at all. After I'm Sorry, we have the track Celebration Station. The beat is very groovy and fast-paced with some nice melodies and trap drums the trap drums have almost non-existent hi-hats. It's actually ridiculous. Uzi delivers a good hook that makes you want to at least nod your head. And if you really want to, bust out in some dance moves. The verses serve as a way to break up the hook and to reduce the monotony of the track. And overall, it's a good pickup from the string of lackluster songs, despite the fact that Homecoming itself was a pickup from lackluster songs. Homecoming is a little lackluster too. Next, we have Bigger Than Life. This track is trap, but it's soft, but it's a banger, but it's also a little soulful, and it's good. Uzi talks about his normal subject matter through the lens of coming up from a less favorable situation. Halfway through the track, there are multi-tracked claps, vocals, and choir sounds that makes it seem as if, well, there's a choir backing him up. The soft strings and the spacey sounds all make a great beat, with Uzi doing a good job riffing over it. Next, we have the track Chrome Heart Tags. The trippy melody sounds a lot like the melody off Pick Up the Phone by Young Thug and Travis Scott. The beat has very thin trap drums, and the melodies are very discordant. Uzi delivers on the hook for the first half, though. But the second half, it seems as if he, like, stopped trying. The lines are half-assed, too. As an example of these half-assed lines, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Skip the 6, skip the 8, then I skip the shit to 10, run from 12, and I'm straight. You know, I actually really like this song, but now I'm just conflicted. Anyway, after Chrome Heart Tags, we have the track Bust Me. At this point, the vocal samples, they sound very recycled from the previous songs, and they've lost their luster. Besides that, the beat isn't bad. The standard drums and the melodies are really colorful. Uzi has a knack for using repetition as well, and he does so quite well on the refrain. The song lacks structure, but I believe it's for the best because it makes the track unpredictable and more enjoyable than it would have been if that was not the case. The next track is Prices. The beat has a sample from the Travis Scott song Way Back, and it's used to perfection to give the track a very cavernous, overbearing, enchanting feeling. Also, the beat is very dynamic, going through highs and lows, stripping elements seamlessly, and putting them back in. Uzi isn't very lyrical, as usual, but he carries the energy, the vibe, that the beat presents to him. Also, the way Uzi contorts his voice for the hook, I done went up in my price, and then drops it back to normality, really demonstrates peak Uzi. After Prices, we have the song Urgency, with the only feature, Sid. The track has the only feature on the entire album, from a former Odd Future member and a current The Internet member, Sid the Kid. The song had potential, but Uzi's singing isn't good at all, especially when he tries to blend in with Sid's much superior singing. The beat also tries to present some sort of theme, like, not the beat. Uzi tries to present some sort of theme, but he fails at that. You know, is it a love song? Is it a sad song? Etc. Sid's feature is underwhelming, as she's just whisper singing through her verse, and the beat is a bit more melodic, but it's nothing to write home about. After, we have Venetia. This song is a pickup from the preceding. The beat has these creamy synths, some nice trap drums that are really appropriate, and some nice chimes. Uzi is catchy on the hook, but under any sort of analysis, lyrically, it sort of crumbles. I found the line, "Say I mumble too much, what the fuck is you saying?" very hilarious. And though Uzi has many different flows on the track, he maintains the vibe in a very satisfactory way. Next, we have the track Secure the Bag. This track's hook is very clunky, and it's quite awkward, as Uzi tries and fails with his trademark repetition. The verses are similarly unflattering, as he has repetition that doesn't really work, and though he switches up his delivery quite often, the track still runs as being very atonal. Next, we have P2, which is the part 2 version of EXO Tour Life. That's why it's called P2. It's the alternate rendition to his most popular track. The instrumental is more somber and dejected from the original. The beat is very similar to the original, just a bit more somber, dejected, and though new, it's not better. Uzi uses the same flows for the verses and the hook as he did on the original, and it comes off as lacking ideas more than being a cool refresh to the song. There is a reason why this song hasn't really popped off to the same extent as the previous, because we have already heard a superior version to the track, so there is no reason for the existence of this track at all. Anyway, for the first of the two bonus tracks, we have Futsal Shuffle 2020. This song was good when it first came out, and it still is good. The jittery synths and the rather minimal instrumentation, it feels very perforated, but in a very good way. And Uzi has a solid hook, and he has solid verses. And he also has like the Nardwuar samples that give the beat some personality. And the last track is That Way. It's an adaptation of I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Uzi's version of the hook is good enough, and his verses are sticky despite how hollow lyrically they may be. And the strings and drums come together to make a good beat. Overall, I do enjoy Uzi's rendition of That Way. Anyway, that was Eternal Take. You know, the saddest part about this album is the longer that I sit with it, the worse it gets to me. Like, the worse it becomes. Like, when I first heard it, it was extremely enjoyable, and now I'm a bit indifferent. Before writing the review, I really thought I would be giving this album a more positive review than I eventually did. You know, I'm going to reveal the score very soon, but after I reveal the score, add one whole point, and that's the prediction that I would have given. Like, that's what I thought I would have given this album. You know, the beats are decent. They're better than the run-of-the-mill trap albums, but they suffer from their flaws too. They have their own flaws, and Uzi is wildly inconsistent and can never really pin down what good he has going for his music and really stick to it. So yeah, let's get with the best track, the worst track, and the score. So, the worst track, well, I picked two tracks because I really couldn't decide. Worst tracks were Pop and You Better Move. They really flip-flop on a day-to-day. Right now, I think Pop is the worst track. And the best track for me was Prices. I didn't win over my price. I didn't win over my price. And the overall score I'll be giving this album is a 5.5. So I really thought I would be giving this album a 6.5. But I was listening to it a few times, writing the script. I'm like, man, this is not a 6.5. This is a 5.5. It's positive indifference. Anyway, that was my review for Lil Uzi Vert's Eternal Take, released on March 6, 2020. I do plan on reviewing the album that he released the very next week, Love is Love vs. the World Part 2. I don't know when I'm going to get around to that. I know that West Side Gun, West Side Gun and Pop Smoke released their albums today. So I'm going to work on those reviews first, and then probably the next Lil Uzi Vert review. But for now, Eternal Take, 5.5 out of 10. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star. Tune in. Stay tuned for a single Sunday, releasing every Sunday, where I talk about the new singles that come out throughout the week. And you know, if you enjoyed the podcast, 5-star, tune in for the next episode. I have Ian Dior, I'm Gone, that review's up. I have Run the Jewels 4, that review's up. I have other editions of Single Sunday. So you're going to want to check those out. You're going to want to check my YouTube channel out, where I make a video version of each review. And thank you for tuning in. And this has been Sounds Proper Productions.